Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you for your presence right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, that you're here with us right now, God. We send you a word this morning that you never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come giving you all honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's someone greater than you. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Lord, we thank you for restoring our soul, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Glory to your name, God. Father, in the Holy Spirit of the living God, lead us in prayer this morning. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough. We thank you, oh God, for your hedge of protection, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for saving those in our family, for keeping them, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, creator of all and all for all, we come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that is not of you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come right now, God, to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. According to John 1:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. We come believing this morning. Amen. We come to be saved in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Lord, we ask that change come right now. As we come seeking a first your kingdom and all your righteousness and truth, oh God. We thank you for loving us. Hallelujah. We thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. Amen. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our lives. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that redeems us. Amen. From the curse of the Lord, sin and death. We thank you that our salvation, which includes healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away all our infirmities. Amen. We thank you that Jesus came and set the captives free. And Father, we repent right now forever agreeing with the devil in his lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you. And we repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a soul over our minds. We repent for sin's omission and commission. Amen. We repent for practicing openly and in secret in defiance of your love. Amen. Now we break in the soul all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We remove every lie that the enemy has sold us about where we are, what we are worth, and who you are, what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We renounce all doubts and feelings of fear and anxiety, shame, guilt, and condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, hallelujah, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lying, lust, obsession, occultness, and pain, pride, right now. Every religious spirit, political spirit, limited spirit, spirit of rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul tie, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirit, anything else that is not of the Holy Spirit, right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we choose them by the power of our will to forgive anyone and everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them now. And we ask you to forgive them, oh Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we forgive ourselves. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the grace of God to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all of our faith, we receive your mercy, your grace, and forgiveness right now. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. that were passed under the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We are redeemed, amen. We are redeemed, hallelujah, come on, church, by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God. And we're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood. We thank you for your shed blood and the finished work on the cross of Calvary. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're breaking, we're burning every generation of curse right now for our lives and our family blood right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we break it in all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and holy oaths and alliances that we knowingly, unknowingly made with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We show right now, bloodline now, and we declare the code that we're redeemed from all curses spoken and written, because we tell you that you have made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessing. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that by faith. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby. And you love us, hallelujah. And we decree the crown victory right now, amen. Victory in the situation that's concerning us and those in our family. We decree the crown victory. Hallelujah. And it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, move on us right there. Move in us. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, search our hearts this morning. Oh, Lord, search our spirits. Oh, Lord, if you find any wicked breath, error in us, let it be taken out the way right now. Amen. And fill it with the Holy Spirit, the Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When the words are out of our hearts, the mouth speaks, oh God. Oh, let that in our heart be good, that we speak your goodness, oh God, because we know all good things coming from you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We send it to the Holy Spirit that's on us, in us, and attacking us right. With the blood of Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command every evil spirit in us, all of us, taking us from Lucifer right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bring the power of every evil coming against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every evil spirit in us to come out. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, and never forget for us again. Devil, you have no right to us. We are born, washed, and redeemed and saved. We belong to Jesus, and you have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go and now to turn loose us, leave us, come off us, come out of us right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that who the Son is free indeed. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord God, that our minds are renewed this morning that we may receive, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Oh, Lord, help us now to walk, hallelujah, on our salvation, on our healing, our deliverance, with God and fear, as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word, oh God. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Oh God, help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, teach us to walk, hallelujah, in your ways, oh God, in your stature, strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us with overflowing with your living water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In heavenly Father, we put our trust in you that you are already blessed this day. And we thank you, God, that we can declare in the ground right now that today is a great day. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, for miracles, signs, and wonders that are happening in our lives. And those we pray for today, we thank you, Lord God, for grace. We thank you for your presence, Lord God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over in this service on today. Touch the heart and mind of your minister, oh God, as he bring your word, oh God, not his word, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to decrease so that he, you may all the increase in him and have your way, oh God. And you may put the word, oh God, that will touch the lives of your children, that will change it, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we start our day. Remove every evil that is blessed or born this day. Remove every plan or attack of the enemy, even in this darkest day before the attack comes. Remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ from that, as we pray. And we thank you, Lord God, for you, Lord God, your good God, and your mercy endure forever. Remove any plan of attack of the enemy to ruin this day, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you. We put on this right now the full armor of God, and we decree and declare that we are covered from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith, and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy that's been sent our way or in the ways of our family members. May every fiery dart, hallelujah, be returned to the enemy. And may it be consumed by the old fiery dart. May it burn all the warmth, hallelujah. I'm saying that it stays just right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Man, the net that they lay out for the entanglement, may it be fashioned in the category of their own net. In their own lies and deception. With every harm and every teacher that has done for us to fall in, let them fall in the whole prison and be consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. We take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we saw all ties with the enemy, hallelujah, in his mind right now. And anything that attracts itself to us, our own, we cut ourselves free right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Father God, we bless your name this morning. Oh, Lord, let there be a breakthrough in our heaven on today. That you pour our blessing upon the life of your children, that we won't have hard enough to receive. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked off the land, oh God. With your children, amen, that we may live in peace. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we may eat in peace, sleep in peace, work in peace, commune in peace with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. According to what David said in Psalm 22, 1 through 2, as a deer pants for the water brook, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, taking upon for the course of the Lord. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn ever increase in us, O God. Uphold us with our free stand. Let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way in your children, walk on today. They're taken out the way. Lord, let no worry, complain, and backbite, or evil be found in us, O God. Let our lives be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, circumcise my heart, fill us with your spirit. Your tender mercy and love and kindness that we sing praises to you all our days, O God. Creating us our own worship. Hallelujah, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our head. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lead us. The rivers of your worship and truth. Amen. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And make our life be a living sacrifice. As we save the world of it, you will be glorified, honored, our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Everyone who has come to you in Jesus Christ, holy name, Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and worship you. We come to you in love and all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Help us on today. Renew a right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ arise within us and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that you praise and worship come forth from our inner man, that we worship our heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, God and honor. We don't find a room when you come at this time to praise you. There's someone greater than you, Lord. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is both in us and is manifested right now. Hallelujah. His glorious presence is right now. We just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you and that it's taking place right now in this service. We defend the God by the power and blood of Jesus Christ in his holy name. We live, we move, and we have our day, and we thank you, Father God. And Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that your blessings are not going on today, oh God, and those of us that are traveling the road this morning, oh God, and we'll be traveling this day and through that shell. Let us receive traveling grace and mercies, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let there be a mechanical failure, no breakdown, no kicking, no pullover, no accident, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle, form of transportation that we may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ in and around it, all about it, every street, road, highway, airway, seaway, building, place, a home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We decree and declare that all is well with us, that we are healed, and we receive our healing, for you are Jehovah Alpha, the Lord who heals. We receive our peace, for you are Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Hallelujah. Lord, you are our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We declare and declare victory to all God of the world. You are Jehovah the prophet, Lord of hosts. It's your Father and battle for us, oh God. We just want to say thank you for your words and your vengeance is yours, oh Lord. And we stand in awe that you are God and God alone that can do all things but sin. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you are with us, oh God, that you are for us. We hold that if you be for us, who can be against us? And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough. Hallelujah. Yet this year, we thank you and we love you. We thank you for loving us first. Have your way right now, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare right now that we are blessed and we can never be cursed. That we're born again. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, and all things are working together for the good of our life. Amen. Oh, Lord, because you, hallelujah, the head of our life, and you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. And what the riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name, God. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things to fail. And the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us, all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, Jesus, give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let's call it up. Hallelujah, Lord. We bless the name, God. We come against every stronghold and soul fire this morning. Every strong man and messenger of Satan. We silence our mouth right there. Hallelujah. You shall speak no evil to the life of the children of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let the right position take place right now in this service. Amen. That we may be able to receive from you in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm opening up the channels of our spirit right now. Hallelujah to your name, God. We come against every hindering spirit on the line right now. Every unteachable spirit, hallelujah, so that we can receive great and mighty that change will take place and take root in us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and all want to know that we are children of God, hallelujah, and that you will not have set us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. That we will look like Christ, amen. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hey, come on, church. Come on, yeah. Whatever it is that you're dealing with, I want you to understand today that God is able to turn that thing around right now in the name of Jesus Christ. If you just believe and trust in him and rest and know that God is still God, hallelujah, that sits up high and looks down on him, that he's able because he's the creator of all things in all. Amen. God can give us not man, not woman, but God, hallelujah. It is because, hallelujah, God's word that we're still here. And we thank you, Father God, for remembering us on today. Amen. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, for interceding for us this morning. Amen. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Those who called in around the world today, God bless you. God keep you. Welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We see your pastor, Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning. We like to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we would like to personally pray with you, welcome you, amen, pray for you, and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So press 1 at this time, hallelujah. my husband and I, we would love to pray for you, pray with you, welcome you with a warm welcome full of love and appreciation in Christ Jesus. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a beautiful day. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I am so glad to be here this morning. Those of you all that are tuned in online, welcome to you. Amen. Welcome. We have many listeners and viewers online that don't call in. They actually go online and they tune in every Sunday. So God bless you in your home. We haven't forgot about you all. Amen. And everyone that's here in service. God bless you. Last night we had a wonderful night. We thank God for the play on last night. It was a success. We thank Sister Connie Northern, who is always out there ready to support. I can't say enough about Sister Connie Northern. It's always good to see her smiling face. Amen. I mean, she is a faithful supporter. And we just thank God for Sister Connie, who's been with us from the beginning. Amen. We thank God for you, Sister Connie. We love you so much. And again, welcome. We have people that are trickling in to service online. So God bless you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. We're going to have this first Sunday. This will be the first time here with us. Every Sunday morning we do take communion here in our 10 o'clock service. Amen. So go ahead and grab your things for communion at this time. And then we're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington. Amen. From New York, New York. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. We're going to bring Brother Joe up in a minute here. Welcome everyone in Louisiana. New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Atlanta, Georgia, Illinois, amen, important Illinois, that's in Mississippi, here in Texas and surrounding areas, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, in Colorado, in Denver, in Indiana, God bless you, everybody in Indiana that tunes in, God bless you, God keep you, may God continue to strengthen you, and everyone else that's here today, we thank God for you. I'm saying we're there two or three together in my name, touch you in the green hair, in the midst. We thank God for being in the midst this morning, amen. Knowing that if you come to be changed on today, if you come to receive, guess what? You shall receive if you believe. Amen. So at this time, we're going to have our song selection from Brother Joe Washington. God bless you, Brother Joe Washington. Welcome.
Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. And I just put all my faith and trust in God. I just pray for all those people that's going through their destruction now. You know, all the families that's losing their lives, let them know that God is still able to do all things, but fail. It's hard to see it now, but later on you'll see it, and God's going to take care of everybody. He's going to bless it, and he's going to see those families through what they're going through it now because the devil is so busy. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right. I'm gonna treat everybody right until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield. I'm gonna stay on the battlefield until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, yes, Lord. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord. Amen. How long are you going to trust in him? Until I die. Glory to God. God bless you, Brother Joe. We thank God for you. We love you so, so much. Hallelujah.
Yes,
may God continue to use you great and mighty. I pray for restoration. I pray for God to restore everything in your life for the good. Amen. God bless
Amen.
You. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Amen. Don't give up. Stay right there trusting in the Lord. Hallelujah. Until you die. Until it's your last breath. Amen. Until you stand in front of the Lord. Hallelujah. I love that song. That's one of my favorite songs. And I thank Brother Joel for seeing Joel Washington singing that song this morning. Really bless my spirit. Amen. My soul. Amen. At this time, you all, we're going to prepare ourselves for communion. We're going to have one song selection here, and then we'll be right back. Amen. With our communion. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I will trust in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious. So much power, wonder world.
some praise. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus. That will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, let us get ready to enter in this morning as we take communion, amen. By faith in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for the blood, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Matthew 26, verse 26, through 28, 29. The Bible says, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Taste, eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Let us pray.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whosoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now, my Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities. Cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. Jesus, you took all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses to the cross with you. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread in remembrance of you. We take your body right now, Lord Jesus, in remembrance of you. Your body was broken so that our bodies may be healed. Your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We remember your suffering and how you were beaten, nailed and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say by faith, by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, for touching us, and for healing us. So we now take this bread in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may eat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Your word says that after supper in 1 Corinthians that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, "This is the blood of the New Testament shed for you." So we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your blood justifies us. Your blood sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, and washes away all of our sins and iniquities and transgressions and trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Amen. My Lord, my God, it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we pray.
Yes.
And everybody, you say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus makes us whole again.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus redeems us.
Yes, Lord.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus heals you and delivers you and sets you free.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. So that's what we have. So we are no longer the old man or the old woman that will sin for man. Hallelujah. We are covered by the precious blood of the Lamb. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. We will have one song selection, and we'll be right back with the preached word from my very own minister, Learn Green. Amen. Hallelujah. Stay right there.
Hallelujah. Better days are coming. We declare and declare better days are here. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we just want to thank everyone for being here with us this Sunday morning. We have made it here to the message part of Sunday service. I would like for everyone to help me to welcome our brother in Christ. Hallelujah. Our very own minister, Minister Lern Green, this man of God who is ready to bring the word of God to you. Amen. Yield unto the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right there in that place to where you can hear from God to get a message over here to you. Amen. We thank God for you, Mr. Lern Green. We just want to welcome you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can everybody
Amen.
Hear me?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to talk to you for a little while from the book of Matthew. The book of
Amen.
Matthew, the 25th chapter. The book of Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Amen.
And the 23rd verse. The book of Matthew, the 25th chapter. In the 23rd verse. And it says, His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Amen. And we'd like to use for a subject this morning, God rewards faithfulness.
Amen.
God rewards faithfulness.
Amen.
Matthew was known as a tax collector. He was also called Levi, is the writer.
Mm-hmm.
He wrote this book between 60 and 65 A.D. Amen. We're not going to be long this morning, but we want to say something that we pray that something is said that will encourage you on this morning.
Amen.
This portion of scripture is part of a parable that Jesus was teaching. Amen. A parable is an earthly story with a spiritual meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this particular passage is talking about the talents that were given out. The talents is talking about money, but it also has a twofold meaning. Amen. It can also be identified as our resources, what we have, our time, our talents, our gifts that we give back to God. Amen. And what I want to share with you on this morning is that God rewards faithfulness. Amen. Time will not allow me to talk about all the people in the Word of God, in the Bible, who were faithful. But we just want to talk about a couple of people who were faithful to God. Abraham. Abraham was known as the father of faith. Amen. And because he walked with God, he left his family. God told him to leave his family and loved ones, and go into a country that he had not ever been before. And Abraham left in faith, and because he followed God, he sojourned. The first place he had went was Canaan. And Abraham was told that he would have a son in his old age. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham believed God, and God counted it unto him as righteousness. And because Abraham followed God fully, amen, except for when he went to Hagar, but other than that's a different story. But because he followed God fully, God blessed him with a son, Isaac. Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90. And God told him, he said that, look at the stars. Look at the sands of the sea. And he was saying that Abraham was going to be the father of many nations. And through Abraham, we are blessed through Christ. Amen. I'm going to turn to it right quick. I'm going to turn to it. Amen. My Bible is falling apart. But as I turn to it, I just want to say that Abraham was the father of faith. Let me find it. I'm going to find it. I'm going to turn to it. It's Galatians 3:13. And it says, Christ have redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you go up to that sixth verse, it says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. God had promised Abraham to be a father of many nations, and through Christ, we obtain that blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So sometimes when you're praying, say, the blessing of Abraham be upon me through Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, the point I'm trying to make is that God rewards faithfulness. And
yes,
God had told Abraham to sacrifice his only son. They went up into the mountain. Isaac asked him, where is the sacrifice, the ram or the lamb? And Abraham told him God will provide. And they went up the mountain. And Abraham had laid him down, and when he was about to come down with the dagger, the angel of the Lord spoke to him by God and told him, don't kill him, there's a ram in the bush. Just as God was telling Abraham to give his only son, God would later give his only son. That was the point. Amen. That was the point, but the point I'm trying to make is that Abraham was blessed, amen, because of his faithfulness to God. Amen. If I would talk about another person, Joseph was blessed because of his faithfulness to God. Now, Joseph was one of the 12 sons that Jacob had, and his 12 sons would later be the 12 tribes of Israel. And what had happened was Joseph had dreamed a dream. And he said that he had a dream that the sun and the moon and the 11 stars made abstinence to him. He told his dream to his brothers and to his father. And his father observed it and didn't say much about it. But his brothers got jealous. Amen. Sometimes when God is using you, you can't share with everybody. Amen. And what had happened was his father had sent him to go check on his brother and that were out in the field, and his brother said, here comes the dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
And his father loved him so much, had made him a coat of many colors. And this coat was very beautiful. Amen. And his brother saw him, snatched the coat off of him, and was going to kill him. And his oldest brother, Reuben, told him, don't kill him because he's our brother. They threw him in a pit. And while he was in a pit, they took the coat of many colors and ripped it up and dipped it in some animal blood to show his father and tell his father that he was killed. But the point I'm trying to make is that Joseph held on even through all that he went through. He was sold into slavery. And then he was sold to Potiphar. Amen. And because Joseph was there, the crops grew out of the ground. The livestock increased. Everything that Potiphar had was blessed. It said, the Bible says that God blessed Potiphar for Joseph's sake. Then the devil got in there. Amen. And his wife because he wouldn't lie with her. He ran out of the house and she grabbed his coat and showed it to her husband and said he tried to lie with me. He was thrown in jail. While he was in jail, he was faithful there. He was put over all the jailers. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God rewards faithfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph then interpreted the cupbearer's dream. He came to him and told him, and he said he had a dream that the Pharaoh had given the cup back to his hand. And Joseph told him with the interpretation. He said, all interpretations belong to God. The interpretation of the dream was that he was going to be restored back as Pharaoh's cupbearer. Amen. And he was restored. It came to pass. And Joseph told him, he said, remember me when you go to Pharaoh, I get out of this place. He forgot about him for 2 years. Amen. And what had happened, Pharaoh had dreamed a dream. And he dreamed that 7 fat ears of cattle came up. And then 7 skinny cattle came up and ate up the fat ones. And the same thing happened with the ears of corn. 7 ears of corn, and then the lean ears of corn ate up the fat ones. And this disturbed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh got all of his magicians and all his magistrates together, and they could not interpret the dream. And the cupbearer told him he knew a Hebrew that could interpret dreams. Joseph was brought before Pharaoh, and he interpreted Pharaoh's dream. He said, the reason why it was doubled is because it's going to happen very soon. And then he told him, he said, the 7 cattle represents 7 years of plenty. That's going to be plentiful. And then the 7 years of the thin cattle is going to be a sore famine in the whole world that has never been before. And they talk about the 7 ears of corn the same way. And Joseph said, find someone to gather the grain. And Pharaoh told him, who is wise as thee? Took a ring off his finger, put a ring on his finger, and made him the second highest ruler in Egypt. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. Because he was faithful to God, God blessed him. Amen. And saved the nation. Amen. And Joseph went and got the grain. What I want to say on today is that God rewards faithfulness. Time will not allow me to talk about all the people in the Bible who are faithful, but I want to touch on another one, Job. Job had suffered and went through so much. And the thing that happened was God had bragged on Job. God told Satan, he said, have you not considered my servant Job? That there is none like him in all the east. Amen. And he said, you got a hedge around him. Yeah. And God told him that he could strike Job but not take his life. Job lost everything he had, even his children. Amen. But and the thing that was really something was that his friend said, Job, you must have sinned. And Job had not sinned. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. Job held on. And what happened was, at the end of the story, it says that Job prayed for his friends, and God turned the captivity of Job around and gave him double for his trouble. So what I want to say to you all today, even if you are going through some suffering or some kind of battle, and it seems like you're not coming out, I want to tell you that God will give you double for your trouble. God rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. I'm going to talk about one more, and then we're going to move on. Paul, who was first called Saul. Saul persecuted the church, and he had people killed and thrown into jail. And Paul was there when they stoned Stephen. Some people call him Stephen, who was one of the first deacons. Paul was on his way to get letters to put some old Christians into jail. His name was Saul at the time, and God knocked him off his beast, and a light shined around him, and he said, Paul, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, why thou persecutest me? Amen. He was blinded for 3 days. And God told Paul to go down to a street called Straight and have Ananias pray for him. Ananias prayed for Paul. He received his sight. Amen. And he was converted, and his name was changed from Saul to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And after Paul had went through all that he went through, he was put in prison. And as a result, he wrote almost half of the New Testament. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. God used his letters that we have, these epistles, right now today. So what I want to say is God rewards faithfulness. No matter what we are going through or involved in through Christ, we must remain faithful and focused. God has a plan for your life. As you are faithful to him in good times and bad, he will unfold his plan for your life. You have to sow seed to reap a harvest. Example, if you sow a corn seed, you will reap a stalk of corn with all its ears of corn, and on each ear has several kernels. It's the same way financially and spiritually. You reap what you sow. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. That's in 2 Corinthians. If you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Also, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Do what Jesus did. Remember, it's not how much we have. It's how well we use what we have, our gifts and our talents, and how well we use what God has entrusted to each of us. Amen. We'll go back to the text. God rewards faithfulness. God rewards faithfulness. Now, the thing that happened here, if you go up a little bit further, in Matthew 25, it said, for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto him his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to everyone according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he had received the 5 talents, went and traded with the same, and made them another 5 talents. And likewise, he that had 2 that received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. The thing I want to say here is that God has given each one of us gifts and talents. And God gives us accordingly to what our abilities are. Amen. And God gives every one of us a measure of faith. Amen.
Amen.
And as you pray and study God's word and walk with God, your faith will grow. But I want to tell you is that God rewards faithfulness. After a time, the Lord of those servants cometh, and he reckoned with them. And so he had that received 2 talents, came and brought other 5 talents, saying, the Lord delivers unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained besides them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. This parable is talking about Jesus is going to come back, and he wants to know what we're going to do with what he's given us while we're here now, our time, our talents, and our gifts, amen, and our money, amen. the lesson today is God rewards faithfulness. Amen. God has blessings for you right now, not just when you go to glory on the other side and get to heaven, but God will reward you right now for your faithfulness. Amen. And as I get ready to approach a close, one that had the one talent went and buried it in the earth. God has given each one of us, and some of us may only have one gift, but we have to use it for the glory of God. Because if you don't use it, you'll lose it.
My God.
Amen. Revelation 2:10. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye might be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. As I approach the close on today, I just want to let you know is that God rewards faithfulness. All you got to do is continue to be faithful, whether it be at work, in your home, on your job, in your business, or whatever it is that God has blessed you with. Be faithful in what God has given you. If you're going through a test and a trial, don't stop studying the word and don't stop praying because you are in a trial. I want to tell you, like the old timers used to say, the old saints used to say, trouble don't last always. Amen. God rewards faithfulness. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. I'm done. God rewards faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for that word that went forth. We pray right now that that word take root into our hearts, that it may manifest itself, that we may see the man or the woman that you have called us to be. Amen. There may be one today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation. You have never prayed the prayer of salvation. You're ready to receive that reward. Hallelujah. Reward being like a gift. See, I'm talking about eternal life. Amen. The most important thing that we can do as a human being is being born again. Wash my water. Hallelujah. Baptize my fire in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. See, this is an invitation not for you to come for us. It's for you to receive Jesus. See, Jesus is the reason why we are here right now. Jesus is the reason why we are alive. Jesus is the reason why we are healthy. Amen. If that's you today, if you're ready today to receive Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, press 1 today. Apostle Tony and I will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. See, it's not by your works. Hallelujah. It's by what God has already done, by what Jesus has already done, what he has made available for you. It's not by your good deeds or by your bad deeds. It's by the grace of God who has made all things available. Amen. Press 1 today. Hallelujah. Will you press 1? Will you come? Hallelujah. If you have something that's going on, then we all have things that are going on with us. Would you bring it over to Jesus right now? Something that you've been carrying, something that you've been worried about, a brother or a sister, mother or father, issues in your home, your children, something that's going on internally that you may be suffering from, anger or depression. Jesus is the answer. Would you bring it all over to Jesus right now? Would you press 1? Don't hold on to what God is telling you to let go. He said, bring thy gifts to the altar. Amen. And this is an open invitation. for you to come to the altar and lay it all down at the feet of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, well, I am the one that cares for you. Hallelujah. And we thank God. When you press one today, you were able to come to the throne of grace boldly. Hallelujah. Because of who we are. Amen. The apple of his eye. The focus of his delight. His greatest masterpiece. That's who you are. Will you bring it all over to Jesus today? Will you press one? There may be someone that's looking for a church home. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you have found that church home right here with Apostle Talanika and I and Mr. Learn Green. We would love to love you. We would love to share in the love that the Holy Spirit has given unto us through those lens, through those eyes. See, we'll be glad, hallelujah, for you to be a part of us and we to be a part of you. We need you just as much as you need us. But listen at this, we all need Jesus. There's no time and no distance in the spirit. So right there where you are right now, whether you're in, on the East Coast or the West Coast, whether you're in Texas or Illinois, whether you're in New York, believers coming together everywhere to glorify the Bible. Glorified in the body of Christ. We all one. Hallelujah. Will you press one today? My Lord, we thank you, Father God, for being so good. We thank you, Father God, for being our Lord and Savior. We thank you that when we pray, hallelujah, in your name, Lord Jesus, that all those things that we are praying about, they shall come to pass. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us the opportunity to be a part of your body, to be in this place of grace, hallelujah, knowing that grace is not the curriculum, but grace, you are a person. You are Christ Jesus, and we thank you that we can be a part of you, and we thank you that you did not find a robber to give your life for us, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed us in our homes, have blessed us in our marriages, have blessed us in our ministry. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have given us that reward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Being equal to you. Hallelujah. Sitting on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, with you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you've given us that opportunity to be in holy places, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, you have given us your promise, you have given us your word, and we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can stand on your word. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, that you love us so much, so much, so much, hallelujah. You love us so much, Father God. You gave us your power and your might to stand all the tricks of the devil, hallelujah. And we are reminded right now that Satan is a defeated foe, hallelujah, because we are the righteousness of God with immense power and authority. We have power in our mouths. We have power in our hands. We have the Holy Spirit on our side. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside, hallelujah. We have insight. We have wisdom. Hallelujah. The word of faith dwells in us. The word of knowledge, it dwells in us. We have gifts of tongues and prophecy and healings and miracles. Hallelujah. Discerning of spirit. That's who we are. And we want to thank you, Lord Jesus. See, you did what you did do it. So we want to thank you all the days of our life because you have done it. Hallelujah. It is finished. Hallelujah. So we stand victorious because you are the victorious one. So we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We have your blood, Lord Jesus. So we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single word that we heard today, spoken from the mouth of your minister. Hallelujah. We pray right now, Father God, that that word, that it grows on the inside of us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over our homes, hallelujah, over our ministries, hallelujah, over every single thing that is concerning us. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody do say amen, amen again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Remain faithful. Amen. Remain faithful. Hallelujah. And God will definitely see you through.
We serve a faithful God.
We serve a faithful God.
Yes, yes.
So we have to be faithful.
Hallelujah.
And to the things of God. Amen.
Yes.
At this time, we're going to go ahead and take our tithes and offerings.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank God. For the Bible says that he gives seed to the sower. So we thank God for blessing us that we can sow on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Our worship is not complete until we have given.
Amen.
Our gift given on today.
Amen.
If you have your tithes and offerings, if you send them up to cash out, as you go ahead and type in the amount to send it over. Hallelujah. You lift up your tithes and offering in your hand.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You already sent them in over to us. We prayed over. Let us pray right now. Dear Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Make us an ministry for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. Oh, Lord, let there be no lack. Hallelujah. And all they give up today, oh God. But let there be great, hallelujah, abundance of prosperity and blessing that coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those that purpose our heart to give up today, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask them bless, oh God, and restore them to your stewardship. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we know as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money. As it comes to us, it is our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and our offering and spiritual seed to help nurture our harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is our frugality, your honor. It's the wisdom of the Spirit, gives generous heart that we give that is given unto us, pressed down, shaken together, running over the man shall come and given to our bosom. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And remember, you said I was always to Pastor Chantel through Cash App. And if you have Zelle, give us a call. We'll give you that number to send it to at 832-725-8094. If you don't have any of those, then give us a call. We'll give you another way to get those over to us at 832-725-8094. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. At this time, we have our announcements. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our announcements for today, February 27th. Amen. This month is wrapping up on tomorrow. Amen. February came in, and it's all as well already. We thank God. Amen. Today here, February 27th, 2022, we have the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor Pastor Doris A. Manning and Apostle Paul Monica Manning. Our announcements are as follows. Mondays at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer right here on our church line at 845-277-9213. Join us. Come touch it in the green. Come believe it in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we come together by the power and agreement about so there are two or more gathered. This thing touching the green that is in the midst. Amen. So come, let us be in the midst with God. Let us come together while God is in the midst. Amen. Hallelujah. On Wednesday nights, we have Bible study. Join us, you all. Remember, we're here on Wednesday. We want to see y'all at Wednesday night Bible study. Amen. We're going to be here. So come on. Come on back in and be at Bible study. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here, Pastor Matt and myself, bringing the word forward, breaking it down so we have a better understanding. Well, you know, when things are slowed down, well, you can ask questions and, you know, and give comments about something. Maybe you had a question about the lesson, and we're here to help and assist and grow each other. Amen. And say amen. So join us Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time for Bible study. I love Bible study. It's just this opportunity to dive in to the word of God. And then on, hallelujah, Saturdays at 1 p.m., we have our Saturday school. So join us here on our first line at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time for Saturday school. Sunday, we have our service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Those times will be changing off. So look for them to come here soon in the month of March. But at this time, we're still on at 10 and 2 p.m. Today, we will be running the 10 o'clock service because we have a play here this evening at 6 o'clock. So if you're in Houston or surrounding areas, come on out. We have a play. We got to get down to the Art Center to prepare for the play this evening. Come on out. It's a good play. Come for the last and receive the message. Amen. Come for the last and receive the message. We had a good time. So come on out tonight, 6 p.m. Amen. It's ministry, right? It's ministry in itself. So come on out and enjoy in the name of Jesus. Pastor Manning is going to be on stage tonight. Hallelujah. So he wasn't on last night. He was working the show. But tonight, he is going to be in both places. That's his wife, working the front and the stage. So come on out and see Pastor Manning on tonight. And, you know, if y'all ever see Pastor Manning on stage, he is hilarious in his film. He really becomes a character. So come out at 6 o'clock. Get your tickets. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to that. Amen. And also, another thing, church, we're having our first Holy Ghost party.
Amen.
March the 18th, Friday night at 7:30 p.m. We're going to have 5 speakers. It will be hosted by Pastor Dorsey Manning and myself. So join us. I will see y'all on the flyer. I will remind y'all up until the date. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a variety of just a good Holy Ghost for a time with song and laughter and praise and worship and a powerful word from different apostles and prophets. So be on the line. Be ready here in our church line on March 18th. We'll remind you we're going to have a Holy Ghost party.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm excited about it. My brother's looking at me.
A little bit more about the Holy Ghost party.
The Holy Ghost party. Well, this the Holy Ghost part, we don't enter in with praise. I'm talking, it's a time of being filled up and being refreshed. I'm talking about we're not going to hold back. We're just going to allow ourselves to really just go in and enjoy. Hallelujah. What? What God has us to receive, the fact that we're having a Holy Ghost good time together. Understand, you can have a good time, hallelujah, when you're in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. People want to get drunk in the world. We're going to get drunk on the word and be filled. Hallelujah. Refreshed, renewed. Breakthrough will come. Healing will come. Amen. In the name of Jesus, we'll have a good time. So join us. Tell someone about it. I will send out the flyer so y'all can be a part of the Holy Ghost party.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to invite out the singers.
Yes.
Amen. I want to invite out the singers because ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Amen.
We like, for if you can sing, amen, and even if you can't sing, if you have a song in your heart, come on out to the Holy Ghost party. Uncle Joel, I'm inviting you out because I know that you got the Holy Ghost on the inside. I know that you can sing. And Beatrice, hallelujah, I've been hearing how beautiful that voice is. Uncle Joel been telling me how beautiful that voice is. So we invite y'all out, you know, to come join in with us with the Holy Ghost party. Amen. They will be singing. I don't know if you're going to be dancing. We won't be able to see you, but they're going to be dancing. They're going to be shouting. They're going to be rejoicing. There's going to be the word of God. And believe it. Believe this. There's going to be deliverance here at the Holy Ghost party. See, God don't show up, you know, God's not going to show up. So don't you just show up thinking that God ain't showed up. You thinking that we just showing up just for the show.
Mm-mm.
Show up because we're going to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
My husband got excited. He's like, he's going to that Holy Ghost party. Yeah. Glory to God. So we're excited about the Holy Ghost party. Tell everybody, you know, to come on. They ain't gonna come for no gas. Just the time that God has given them. Amen. Tell them, take the time and come on to the Holy Ghost party.
Even if you think you coming just to spectate, still come because you're going to see what's going to happen when you do come. There's going to be some things that's going to happen even you show up just to be a spectator.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Word, God bless everyone. We want to say the birthday to anyone that's celebrating the birthday month of February. We have so many birthdays and our children. Happy birthday again. Amen. We just thank God for blessing with the month of February. Know that God has kept us. Amen. As Reverend Jones said, you see it all over the news and everything that's going on. People have lost their lives. And we thank God that we're still here, that God remembered us and God has kept us. Amen. The Bible said the prayers of the righteous are very much. Amen. The Bible says that clearly when the righteous cry out, he will deliver us out of all our troubles. Amen. So we thank God on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. It's our prayer that hallelujah, God will remember us. Amen. And bring our family out of trouble, out of harm's way. Amen. And I say this out of time. The Bible says when God remember Abraham, he brought Lot out. Amen. So I pray that God will remember Brother Joel and bring his children out, bring his family out. That God will remember my husband and bring his family out. God will remember me and bring my mother out, my brother out, my sister out, children out. Amen. That God will remember Sister Connie and bring her children out, his family. Amen. That God will remember Minister Larry Green and bring his family out. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Be faithful. Be faithful. Hallelujah. God bless you. Minister, I already preached. I'm not going to preach again. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Happy anniversary. Also, we'll celebrate the anniversary this month. Happy anniversary. God continue to bless your union. May God increase your love and patience. Amen. Hallelujah. May your commitment to your wife and husband be renewed right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, may you see with new eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. May you speak new words. Amen. Hear with new ears. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God bless you. God strengthen you. May God bless your union with long life together. Amen. May you never live a day apart. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We bless you here once again at the Gospel Public Ministries. We just thank you. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We bless you. Here at the Gospel Public Ministries, myself, Apostle Tony Commander, Pastor Dorsey, and the Minister of Greek, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be encouraging for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. Amen. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding in your spirit. Amen. We bless you because we love you. Amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Hallelujah. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. We thank you, Father. I pray that every single one was able to get something from the word. Amen. Whether it was the scripture that you wrote down, or whether it was something that the Holy Spirit was speaking to you directly. Amen. I pray that we all were able to receive. I know I did. Amen. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you so much.
Yes.
We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember that. Remember that Satan has already been defeated. He's a defeated foe. So anything that you may be dealing with right now, that battle is already won. Why? Because Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last. Ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say what?
One time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time.
wait till I see ya.
One time.
You gave me my gift, gon' have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now-